Republican lawmakers lowered Walker's capital budget plan by $250 million. Legislators said they were worried the state would be borrowing too much money. The governor called a news conference yesterday to emphasize the state will go ahead with two agriculture-related building projects at the UW-Madison. Walker also said he and other state officials are working on ways to shrink the list of other new buildings.
In the past, I've been inclined not to do across-the-board cuts. I don't think they're the most surgical and most effective. We'll look at projects in terms of priority, not only to agencies, but to overall state operations.
A Democrat on the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, Racine Representative Corey Mason, says the Republican governor didn't have to accept the legislature's trimming.
The governor can't have it both ways. The governor did sign this budget into law. His budget too.
Mason says if Walker goes ahead with a capital budget reduction, job seekers may suffer.
Whether it's somebody who's waiting to get into a welding class at a technical college, or somebody who's trying to get into veterinary science or expand a big dairy in the state of Wisconsin, they're both getting the same message, which is that Wisconsin isn't taking those investments as seriously as our surrounding states.
Mason and Walker do seem to agree that if an industrial sector wants a new state building for things like training or research, more public-private financial partnerships may be in store. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.